Hello everyone, Annette Nada here, and welcome back to another episode of A Course in Miracles with Annette and Ada. Today we're on What is a Miracle, and we're on lesson 343. I wanted to start us off. When I think of what is a miracle, it's like this is what the whole course is building up to. You know, all of like the first part one of the workbook is our undoing. Part two is our redoing, like we empty our cup, now we are filling it up. And like this build up to what is a miracle, and this is what the whole world needs.
Yeah, I think, you know, we've mentioned a few times where we're thinking like, why isn't some of this at the beginning of the book? And it's perfectly laid out.
Yes.
Because you're right. Like, especially if you are a student of the text also, you know, the text is there with that. What does it say? It's a
theoretical foundation.
Yes. That's what the text is. Yes. I always get that mixed up and I didn't want to say it wrong, but the theoretical foundation. And so, you know, the Course in Miracles is just, it's miraculous in how it is laid out and what it teaches and what the undoing, and then what it just does to your life. It changes your life. Like, I don't know. I'm just so excited about it, but you're right. Yeah. This is like the culmination of all of our study.
Mm-hmm. And I can't wait for the next what is. I'm going to enjoy today. Don't worry.
Yeah, you're always looking for the next thing.
And it always tells me, just enjoy today.
Just enjoy today's lesson.
I am just enjoying today, but this one and the next one are like,
what is a miracle and what am I?
Yeah. Dude, what's that called in music? Like the crescendo, like what it all builds up to.
Yeah.
It's like, oh.
Or in a movie, the climax of the story.
Yeah. And so that's to me what is a miracle, and then the next one, which I'm not going to say what it is.
I already said it.
Oh.
What am I?
Yeah, what am I? So, but we're going to enjoy today. Mm-hmm. And enjoying today means reading What is a Miracle? A miracle is a correction. It does not create nor really change at all. It merely looks on devastation and reminds the mind that what it sees is false. It undoes error, but does not attempt to go beyond perception, nor exceed the function of forgiveness. Thus it stays within time's limits. Yet it paves the way for the return of timelessness and love's awakening, for fear must slip away under the gentle remedy it gives.
A miracle contains the gift of grace, for it is given and received as one. And thus it illustrates the law of truth the world does not obey, because it fails entirely to understand its ways. A miracle inverts perception, which was upside down before, and thus it ends the strange distortions that were manifest. Now is perception open to the truth. Now is forgiveness seen as justified.
Forgiveness is the home of miracles. The eyes of Christ deliver them to all they look upon in mercy and in love. Perception stands corrected in his sight, and what was meant to curse has come to bless. Each lily of forgiveness offers all the world the silent miracle of love, and each is laid before the Word of God upon the universal altar to Creator and creation, in light of perfect purity and endless peace.
The miracle is taken first on faith, because to ask for it implies the mind has been made ready to conceive of what it cannot see and does not understand. Yet faith will bring its witnesses to show that what it rested on is really there. And thus the miracle will justify your faith in it and show it rested on a world more real than what you saw before, a world redeemed from what you thought you saw.
Miracles fall like drops of healing rain from heaven on a dry and dusty world where starved and thirsty creatures come to die. Now they have water. Now the world is green. And everywhere the signs of life spring up to show that what is born can never die, for what has life has immortality. What is a miracle?
Lesson 343. I am not asked to make a sacrifice to find the mercy and the peace of God. Here's our prayer. The end of suffering cannot be loss. The gift of everything can be but be gain. I'm going to say that with my wording. The gift of everything can only be gain. You only give. You never take away. And you created me to be like you. So sacrifice becomes impossible for me as well as you. I too must give, and so all things are given unto me forever and forever. As I was created, I remain. Your Son can make no sacrifice, for he must be complete, having the function of completing you. I am complete because I am your Son. I cannot lose, for I can only give, and everything is mine eternally.
The mercy and the peace of God are free. Salvation has no cost. It is a gift that must be freely given and received. And it is this that we would learn today. Lesson 343, I am not asked to make a sacrifice to find the mercy and the peace of God.
Oh my gosh, there's so much in this prayer that I just want us all to get. May I read that one more time?
Sure.
Okay, so, and I might have a little commentary as I go.
Okay.
Okay.
Then I have a question for you once you're done.
Do you want to ask the question first?
Well, sure. How about I ask the question, then you can decide.
Okay.
So I am not asked to make a sacrifice to find the mercy and the peace of God. So what does mercy in this lesson, the central idea of this lesson, mean to you? Because when I think of mercy, I think of, well, I've done something naughty and the mercy is I'm not going to be smashed down as much. So what is mercy to you in this?
Well, I can't see the word mercy without seeing this old neighbor that I used to have when I was little. And this lady, you would say she was on fire for the Lord. I mean, that's the only way you could describe her. She just was like, oh my gosh, she was talking about Jesus all the time. And she had a piano, and she would invite me, and I had a little friend, and she would invite us over for cookies, and she would play the piano, and she would play the song, Surely Goodness and Mercy. And while you may have this, you know, image about, you know, you get, well, at least you're not getting it smashed down as much because you were naughty. The way this lady sang, she sang it and we sang with her and she was playing the piano and it was just joy. It was like joy. And so for me, mercy is like God is seen. And I even thought this when I really felt like a miserable sinner, but I still thought mercy was like God is saying, well, like the Course says, you know, we say, God says we're perfect, whole, and complete, and we say, no, we're not. The mercy is, honey, I really want you to start understanding and seeing yourself as I see you. Mm. And I've thought that. Like, I had that thought along with all those other thoughts, like, oh, my life. So surely goodness and mercy is just like for us to learn to see ourselves as God sees us. That's where my mind goes, but that's because I have that really nice memory.
Well, that really fits because while you were talking, I was paying attention. I looked up the definition of mercy. I found I have to do this a lot with A Course in Miracles, especially if I have these older or other definitions in my mind, because I say, well, mercy, well, this is really a course in, again, A Course in Miracles, A Course in Expressions of Love. Having this, even this idea of mercy, Well, my definition doesn't fit really what A Course in Miracles teaches.
Your definition, and I'm not saying this accusatory at all, but your definition is kind of like the ego thought system definition, I think.
I agree.
Which, of course, that's where we've spent most of our time and where a lot of our wounds came from.
So whenever this happens to me, this is maybe a little tip for everyone out there, is whenever I have a definition of a word in A Course in Miracles that really conjures up more of those, like you just said, those ego thought system definitions, I always go look up the definition in just either a real dictionary or an online dictionary and see, well, is there a different definition that I didn't know about that actually has a meaning more in alignment with what we're learning here?
Because this is really a course in removing the blocks to the awareness of love's presence.
And every single time, guess what? There is a different definition that I didn't know about.
So what is the dictionary definition of mercy?
So here's actually, so online there's three definitions. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Professor Google. Three definitions. The first one is the same one that I have.
Could you read that for
compassion
us?
Compassion or forgiveness shown towards someone who it is within one's power to punish or harm.
Oh, okay.
So that is the same definition I had.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I didn't know there are two other ones. So the second one is an event to be grateful for, especially because its occurrence prevents something unpleasant or provides relief from suffering.
Mm.
So that's the second one. Mm-hmm. Then the third one, performed out of a desire to relieve suffering, motivated by compassion.
Oh, that's Course in Miracles definition.
So there, here we all learned something today, mm-hmm. hopefully, maybe, that so we can come across these words that we have, maybe these older definitions that we've hung on to, that there's probably a different definition, because if God's going to punish you and his mercy is he's not, that wouldn't actually fly here. That would be counter to what we're learning here. That'd be the exact opposite.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not asked to make a sacrifice to find the mercy and the peace of God. I'm not asked to make a sacrifice to find the relief and compassion and the peace of God. Could be another way we can look at this that is in alignment with love. I think you can read the prayer now if you want to.
Okay, yes.
I have enough clarity about mercy now.
Good. Well, that was a great discussion, though, I think. So I would like to read the prayer again. And we always say this is our prayer, but are we really understanding that this is our prayer? Like, we are talking to our Creator, that we're expressing this to our Creator? Because the end of suffering cannot be lost. The gift of everything can only be gain. And what that means to me is we are seeing ourselves, and we have seen ourselves for so long, you know, like 5.5 decades for me, as who I am not. Mm-hmm. And the gift of everything can only be gain when those blocks to the awareness of love's presence are being removed, which is what happens when we're students of A Course in Miracles. The blocks just, they keep being removed, removed, removed. My experience is, as the years go by, just removed, removed, removed. And that's when we're gaining everything. We're gaining true sight, as we learned way back at the beginning, of the difference between seeing as God sees and seeing how we see. But the gift of everything can only be gain. And then we're talking to our Creator here. You only give. So there's thoughts where God will punish us if this happens, or if we're this way, or, you know, we have to be scared of the Lord's wrath. You know, vengeance is mine, thus saith the Lord, does not mean that God's just going to sick people on people. If you go to A Course in Miracles in the text, vengeance of mine, thus saith the Lord, is you are not in charge of meeting out any sort of attack on folks. Do not do it. This is not your place. And that's just that, you know, we've taken it like, well, you know, there's righteous anger. No, there's not righteous anger. There's no anger that is righteous.
And the vengeance is mine isn't then indicating that, oh, other humans aren't going to merit out justice. Oh, God will. God's justice is only love.
Yes, it's only love. And he clarifies that. He clarifies that over and over in a text, which is why next year we're not going to have a daily podcast, because this was a lot, and we're doing another podcast, which we'll tell you about at the very end of our little time together at, you know, lesson 365. We're going to have a new podcast. We're going to have two new podcasts for next year. One is going to be the text, and it'll just be once a week, and we're going to go through a section of the text together, and so that we start with what did you say yesterday? It was the theoretical foundation.
Yes.
So we're going to really take where we left off. And so like if you're new for Course in Miracles, you can now start learning the text with us. And it'll just be, we're going to shoot for half an hour once a week.
Yep.
Right? So we're going to do that.
And that's, and when you say new podcast, it's still going to...
It'll just be right here on this.
Yeah. Just stick with us. Stay
so
right
we're
here.
We're going to continue this podcast.
Yes.
And we're going to start with the text.
Correct.
But then we're also going to have a brand new podcast that focuses on what we do as coaches. Mm-hmm. And we'll give you some information about that in the very, very last days. However, what I want to focus on here is that, you know, Jesus says in A Course in Miracles that love can only extend like itself. There's no way for love not to love us. Love, because that's what love is. Love is loving. So you only give. That means God, you only give. The divine, you only give. Love, you only give. You never take away. You may take away the errors that I have about myself, but that's really a contribution. And that's why the gift of everything can only be gain.
And that's why I'm not asked to make a sacrifice, because sacrificing the ego thought system is not a sacrifice.
Right. And so you created me like you, so sacrifice becomes impossible. Can't sacrifice when you're only love.
Yeah.
There's nothing to sacrifice.
Right. We mentioned this before. When you make a sacrifice, you're giving up something you value or that has value in exchange for something else. Well, if you're giving up the ego thought system, it has
no value.
No value.
In fact, the Course it goes so far to say in the text that the ego is just an idea.
Yeah.
It's not true at all.
So when you're sacrificing the valueless ego, you haven't given up anything of worth.
And I'll just quickly, because I know we're almost out of time, is I too must give. And so all things are given unto me forever and ever. As I was created, I remain. And what I really wanted us to get to today is we were/are created eternal spirit. Nothing can change that. This form that we see is not us. And so we were created eternal spirit, and we're going to remain eternal spirit. And then I want to just go down.
Can I just say one thing?
Sure.
That's why whether we're talking about sexual orientation, gender identity, race, ethnicity, what you were talking about on the very first day of What is a Miracle, it becomes nonsensical to judge each other based on that stuff.
Yes, of course. Yes, that's it. Because we're all just eternal spirit. Yes. So, and then this is how it ends, is I am complete because I am your son. You know, we frequently have said, we're perfect, we're whole, we're complete. Why? Because we are the extension of love. I cannot lose, for I can only give, and everything is mine eternally. eternally. Like it can't be like just taken away. We're eternal spirit and there's nothing that can change that. So as we say goodbye today, please, you know, spend some time really just close your eyes and just allow that truth of who you are to surface. It's inside of all of us. No matter if you've been, you know, we talk about attackers, no matter if you're the attacker or the attacked, we're all perfect, holy, and complete. We're dreaming that we're separate. Mm-hmm. We're dreaming that we're something different.
We're dreaming that we need to attack in order to be safe.
Yes.
Or to feel comfort or for whatever objective that we have, we think we need to attack to achieve it.
I am not asked to make a sacrifice to find the mercy, which we're going to use the definition, the relief from suffering and compassion, and the peace of God. See you tomorrow.
See you then.